Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and there's a fluid immigration population here in New York City. As you well know, people return to their homelands to visit family and maintain strong ties. Some even plan to live there again eventually. But for over 30,000 deportees from the Dominican Republic alone, returning home by force is far more bitter than sweet. Tens of thousands of immigrants from the DR have been repatriated, a kinder word for deported, since the Illegal Immigrant Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act of 1996 passed 15 years ago. Once they leave U.S. shores, their absence is hardly noticed by others, certainly noticed by the family and friends they leave in communities like Washington Heights and Inwood and Williamsburg and others. For President Obama, deportation is an increasingly tricky subject, particularly with the uncomfortable truth that his administration is on track to deport more people in his one term than President Bush did in his two. So as Obama shapes his immigration policy, it's a subject likely to leave a bad taste in the mouths of many immigrants. A new book by two John Jay College professors chronicles what happens after deportation. In Banished to the Homeland, Dominican Deportees and Their Stories of Exile, professors David Brotherton and Luis Barrios tell the story of thousands of Dominicans that they have interviewed both here in New York City and back home in that Caribbean nation. So, Professors Brotherton and Barrios, welcome to WNYC.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
And why did you study, Professor Barrios, how Dominicans were affected by the 1996 immigration law? There's so much immigration policy being debated today. What kind of a landmark was 1996?
Well, it was the Clinton administration, and then all these ideas of how can I stay in power with a good reputation of what a good president is supposed to be, instead of human rights values, family values, that is going to take me into passing through history for the next generation, which is not unique to him, but I'm not really sure who are these people that give advice to this president that being tough, being less human is the way to go.
Well, David Brotherton, is it that simple? I mean, the people who were deported under the act, as I understand it, have been convicted of crimes which make them eligible for deportation. So it's not just an indiscriminate rounding up of Dominicans and saying, we don't want you here. Certainly that's what the government would say.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be deportable, we generally have to have had a sentence of 12 months or more. But the act is retroactive, so you could have been convicted of a crime 20, 25 years ago and served your prison time and still be deportable. Plus, you know, these are people who have served their time. They've already, it's like being doubly punished. And so it's incredibly unjust and inhumane. It is and was a complete drastic change in the old immigration policy when an immigration judge would have an ability to waive the deportation order.
30,000 people since 1996. And we have a caller from Washington Heights who wants to say that this is having an impact on the Dominican Republic, too. Calvo, you're on WNYC. Calvo, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Brian. Yes, my wife is from the Dominican Republic. I am Italian, and we have a house down in one part of the island that's very nice. And there's a high crime rate because, you know, they are being deported, and they're fueling the high crime, the high carjacking, the high, theft rate and everything that's been making the Dominican Republic an impossible place to live. But my point is, yes, I do agree with some of the American voters here that these people are undesirable, whether the law is retrospective or not. They're not people of good character.
Calvo, thank you very much. Professor Barrios, I know that not all of those deported are violent criminals. Some were convicted of nonviolent crimes. Many were. But you hear the perception from somebody who has a house
in
the Dominican.
Yes, this concern for physical property. But let me make a clarification at this to this gentleman who called, and we really appreciate his calling here. First, according to the General Prosecutor Office in the Dominican Republic, crime, just 1% of the people being deported are connected to crime in the Dominican Republic. 1%. However, when you read the media, give you the impression that everything that is happening in the Dominican Republic is connected with people who being deported. And the other side of the coin, which is a scandal, and I'm telling you, this is the General Prosecutor webpage. 94% of the crime committed in the Dominican Republic, a police officer is involved. So it's not the deportees, but it's good to spread the word, the stereotype, and use them as a scapegoat to do whatever it is that they're doing.
How is President Obama doing in this regard? Has something changed in any direction under him?
Nothing. It got worse. Okay, it started with the Bill Clinton administration in the 1996, then went into Bush that, you know, he broke all the records in all kind of human rights violation. However, Obama, the so-called hope, well, 67% of us Latinos went out to support him with the promise that he was going to deal with this issue of immigration. He did nothing. It got worse.
Professor Brotherton, you speculate in the book that most of the so-called criminal deportees are legal residents, not illegally here. How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, in the sample that we did, the majority were permanent residents, green card holders, and a substantial number of the general number of people being deported. You see, the thing is, under the 1996 deportation laws, when you passed in through, after you'd done a crime or you come out of prison, you went from normal civil proceedings into the immigration court, and you lost all due process. You're not even guaranteed the right to a lawyer, and it placed anybody who is not a citizen in extreme jeopardy of being the ability to be deported by the state.
What do you think, Professor Barrios, is the prospect for change? It probably has widespread support outside of immigrant communities, at least, that people with criminal records who are immigrants don't deserve to be here. So is there a prospect for change?
I think so. I think this kind of dollar is the one that starts raising consciousness. I think one of the places also to go is that there's another reality going on in the U.S., and it's that in some way, the same way that terrorism equal immigrants, we got into that kind of ideas. Also, we got into the idea that immigrants equal Latinos and Latina. So there's some kind of Latinization of the immigration process, and we Latinos and Latina, we're getting the worst part of the pie. But then other aspects that we need to take into consideration, like, for example, the issue of, in this capitalist society, the reality of poor people, working class people, the way to fight back this so-called justice system is to go for plea bargain, which is not really the way to go, but you can't afford to pay a criminal law.
But once you plea bargain, then you have a criminal record and you're subject to deportation.
And that's a lot of the numbers we're getting. They just went there. They were not aware that the deportation was going to be part of that, because
yes,
the sentence did not include deportation. And then you come up with something else.
Then the federal government gets involved.
Yes.
After the fact. But the Obama administration, Professor Brotherton, announced in August that they would focus deportation on those with a criminal background. And they meant that to be kind of a progressive thing, because they would stop going after other lower priority deportation cases, let a lot of people here, even out of status, remain unimpeded while going after those with criminal records. Some people would say that's a good way to do it.
Well, this is what they said. In fact, what they've done is they've just widened the net and they've caught up tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people who are pretty innocent. They may have done something administratively wrong, overstayed a visa or whatever, but they're swept up in these incredible incursions into immigrant communities, into communities led by ICE. I mean, there's all kinds of class-action lawsuits against Homeland Security for basically overstepping their legal boundaries. And the other thing is, you know, that Homeland Security at ICE, you know, set a target of 400,000 deportees or deportations per year. And the managers, the people leading administrators of the local ICE departments have to meet certain targets.
David Brother, we have to leave it there because we're out of time. But David Brotherton and Luis Barrios, both from John Jay College, are the authors now of Banished to the Homeland, Dominican Deportees and Their Stories of Exile. Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer,
WNYC. Thank you very much.